This past week, I had a wonderful opportunity to be out in the world, working in the community, doing work that I had never done before. It was so vastly different from anything that I have ever done that it was, on one hand, it was unsettling and it was somewhat unnerving. And I really sat with that. And on another level, it was an unbelievable growth experience. It was an opportunity to actually come out of my own shell in some ways, transcend my own self-imposed limitations about what I'm capable of doing and what I'm not capable of doing. And I realized those are two polarities, you know, and I can either cling to one of those. I can either really be busy bracing myself against the unknown, afraid to make mistakes, afraid to do the wrong thing, not with intending to do the wrong thing, with my heart in the right place. But at the same time, though, if I'm really caught up in needing to be the person that's doing the right thing, that's not making mistakes, that's not looking silly, that's not feeling inadequate or thinking thoughts of being inadequate, and feeling embarrassed or feeling shame. Or I had the opportunity just as much to actually just be who I was, appreciate the fact that I, like all of us, am human, and that it is a learning experience. And it was wonderful to do this work. There were certainly moments where I found myself being stressed, you know, worrying about whether I was doing this adequately, but there was also very expansive moments that were filled with joy and meaning that I was actually having the opportunity and taking advantage of the opportunity to just be whoever I was without needing to even be worried about who I was or what I was doing or what it looked like when I was doing what I was doing. And not having to worry about looking silly or looking like I didn't know what I was talking about. And I realize when I say looking like, it's essentially to me the same thing. I can't say this for anyone else, but for me, if I feel like I look like I don't know what I'm doing, I'm really just busy thinking that I don't know what I'm doing or judging my own actions as being inadequate or feeling like I'm not doing it right, so to speak. In this particular case, when I look back at this week, what I really appreciate more than anything about this experience was that I was presented with the choice of experiencing some really impactful life lessons. Some of them were painful, some of them were not so painful. There is a Zen saying which I have always really resonated with, and this saying was, and it speaks to this, at least I feel that it does, or I intuit that it does. There was a Zen master named Dogen Zenji, and I'm hoping that I'm pronouncing that correctly. And see, there again, I could get really caught up in that, but I'm wanting to share it and just be myself. Now, clearly I respect and want to say it correctly, but my heart's in the right place. So the saying was that what he said was that life is one continuous mistake. When I first heard that, I was very caught up in thought and thinking to myself, so what this life for me is really about is I'm going to constantly be making mistakes. I only will get wrapped up in seeing and hearing that saying that way if I'm busy being the person that thinks that making mistakes is not good. I realize there are certainly very critical life situations where people's health and safety are at stake. And yes, I realize there's not a lot of margin for error. And I'm not really speaking about those things because it is not work that I do generally, dealing with these kinds of heavy life situations. I have an incredible amount of respect for people who do, but this is more along the lines of what I call garden variety daily situations that we find ourselves in many times in life. It's just life happening. It's just what's happening. And we're doing what we do out in the world with other people. And there's so many opportunities to take away lessons from this. And when I think of life being one continuous mistake, on some level, yes, it depends on really which way I am, you know, through what lens that I am taking that in through. The other side of this, I know I just spoken about getting caught up in being worried about making mistakes over and over again. The other way of looking at this, or the other through another lens, is that it is an opportunity for me to learn, to grow, and to adapt. And at a deeper level, I am finding that that is really what my life experience has become more about. Whatever journey that I'm on has become more about not being so worried about looking foolish, or, you know, looking like I don't know what I'm doing. Or in this, and I realize this is just me telling myself these things. I don't know if that's how it looks to other people or not. And I'll never know. But if I'm really busy thinking that I know what other people are thinking, or believing what I think other people are thinking, then of course I am going to constantly be focused on that. And I will be really physically contracted. I will be defending, you know, kind of in a defensive, closed body posture. My communication will be very closed with people, and I will constantly be bracing myself or shielding myself from other people's judgments, or what they think of me, or what they think of what I'm doing. But in this case, there's also this other side of this, and that's really what I am focusing and reflecting on so much, is that somehow there was a sense of when mistakes got made. And there again, I'm just saying that in a moment, and I didn't even realize that. I do want to say this. I'm not saying that I wasn't the one making the mistake. I want to take full responsibility for that. I definitely don't want to ever try to deny if I am making a mistake and something needs to be done in a different way to help others, then clearly I want to do that. But what I found at a deeper level was that mistakes were just being made. It was just the unfolding of me allowing myself to do what I thought came, you know, what I thought was the right thing to do. And then on some level, it got into an experience of just doing what came naturally. And the whole doing what I thought I needed to do began to fall away. And as I allowed that to fall away, as I allowed myself to just experience one moment after another, and just let myself naturally respond to whatever was in front of me, to whoever was in front of me, however they were, however they presented themselves, however they communicated. And sometimes it was painful. Sometimes it was incredibly embarrassing. And any mistakes that were made were from just not knowing what the right thing to do was. And I used to always want to know exactly what it was I needed to do before I went out into the world. And that is why I spent so little time out in the world, because I found it so unbelievably difficult to over-prepare. And in a lot of cases, I couldn't really prepare at all. And if I couldn't be prepared for every contingency, I didn't want to go out in the world and risk that. And it is beautiful to catch myself in the act of, and I'm just saying that being silly and lighthearted, there was no guilt. But when I caught myself in the act of just being however I was and just naturally responding to people without trying to be the person that was responding, to just allow myself to communicate with people without trying to really think about what, how to respond or what to respond with. I had one of my dear teachers was talking about that, this particular saying that I spoke of earlier about life is one continuous mistake. And I love how he asked the question in response to that. If it wasn't this way, if life wasn't one continuous mistake, then how would we ever find our way? And I really love that question, because if I just sit with that, I recognize that that is ultimately the way I find my way through this life, the way that I navigate my way through life. I can't know always what the right thing to do is. Sometimes I'm not going to know what the right thing to do is. And sometimes, out of even with my heart in the right place, the action that I take may not be the quote-unquote right one. It may not be always appropriate for the situation that I find myself in. And if I can just be quiet enough inside, and this is not forcing myself to be quiet inside, but what it is just, and this is where mindfulness practice has been so beneficial for me and for many people that I've spoken with about this and shared this with, is that if I can just recognize and practice the recognition that all of these thoughts in my head are going to happen regardless, and it's only when I take them personally, or what another one of my teachers talked about was having a personal relationship with my beliefs, with my psychological memory, with how I am busy presenting myself in a certain way, with presenting with the world, with who I think I am. If I'm really caught up in that, then I'm not really here. I'm not really with people. And so if I'm not really here and I'm trying to be someone else, whenever I make a mistake, so to speak, it's going to be devastating to me, because it's going to challenge my own notions about who I am and who I should be. And there was a couple of instances this week where I've always recognized about myself that sometimes I have not always responded well to criticism. I've always been incredibly sensitive. It's always something that has required years of healing work, and it's still a work in progress. I can definitely get my feelings hurt very, very easily. So a few of these lessons unfolded in a way that I could feel myself being triggered. I suddenly wanted to risk, I could feel myself, the thoughts were definitely happening of wanting to respond in an unkind way, because of the fact that I had habituated myself to reacting this way when I am presented with criticism. Sometimes this week it was constructive. In a few cases, very few, it was not constructive. And the manner in which the criticism was delivered did not always feel loving. It did not always feel like it came from a place of respect. And it's not that I feel like I'm caught up in feeling like I deserve that respect. It's just that this was what happened. And when I could, and this is only through the benefit of mindfulness practice for me. You know, I know there are many other meditative practices, but for me, this is the one that has really made such a difference, that I could actually recognize that I was actually beginning to feel defensive, that I was actually closing my heart to this person. I was getting offended, and I was turning my back on people. Not always physically, sometimes I wasn't in the position to be able to do so, but psychically, psychologically, and mentally, I definitely was turning my back on people. And I was no longer hearing them, because I was too busy, beginning to be wrapped up in my own thoughts and my own internal reactions about being criticized for doing the wrong thing or making a mistake. And I recognize on some level there is the right thing and the wrong thing, but I also find that sometimes there's more gray area. I recognize there are clearly rules, and that is certainly another matter. But in the case of just everyday life, living life, going out into the world, wanting to, you know, being open to and wanting to treat people with unconditional love and respect, there is room, I find, for the ability to just be human. And this is all still very new to me, but I find it incredibly healing, and I find it incredibly nourishing, that this is ultimately what my journey is. And for so much of my life, my journey was about controlling all of the variables. It was about avoiding looking silly or looking foolish. It was about avoiding being the person who didn't know the answer, didn't know the right answer, didn't know what was right, and definitely did not want to be wrong. And I realize these are just right and wrong or polarities at a certain level. But there was so much of a desire to avoid this, and I was so caught up and wrapped up in how I appeared to other people and how I looked to other people and how my behavior was judged and interpreted. But there's this whole other world that I am beginning to get in touch with, and that is that going out into the world, making mistakes, and without saying mistakes in a judgmental way, but just learning the hard way, learning these life lessons and not trying to protect myself or brace myself against the painful ones. And I find at a deeper level, they're only painful when I realize the more attached I am to doing what I think is the right thing or responding in a way that I think is right. And the operative word here is think. This is what I think is right. And then at some point it begins to cement into a belief. If this happens, I should do this. I need to do this. I recognize that a lot of that I've really been able to let go of. Now, I don't want to go out in the world and just be this unthinking person who doesn't communicate with other people in a rational way. I'm certainly not advocating that for myself or anyone else, but at the same time, to just trust that I will, when I need to know something, I will know it, and to not be afraid to make mistakes. And I realize just now, as I have said that yes, the saying life is one continuous mistake, depending on which way we are looking at that or through what lens we're looking at it through, it could feel very defeatist in some way. It could feel very negative, I guess is the word that I would use. It would feel discouraging. But I have learned to appreciate this saying, and I've sat with this saying for decades, and it's beginning to look, it's kind of like a diamond that you hold up to the light and there's different facets of it. The facet that I have never seen about this particular saying of life being one continuous mistake is that ultimately this is what it's like for me to be a human being. And I love what my teacher had said about, you know, if it wasn't a continuous mistake, how would I find my way? And really, I found that it is the only way that I can find my way. And the beautiful part is that I can never really be prepared. And as a human being who invested a lot of energy and a lot of time into always being prepared, and I'm certainly not saying that there are times when it's not appropriate, or I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with being prepared. Yes, I recognize there are certain things in life that we do need to be prepared for, but I can only be prepared for so much. There's always that remaining small percentage of the contingencies that are, there's such an infinite, well, maybe I shouldn't say infinite, but there is an inordinate amount of contingencies that can occur in this life, out in the world, where it's all quite unpredictable. And I can only be so prepared. And once I'm not attached any longer to needing to be the person that is prepared, I can simply let life teach me. If I'm not afraid to let it teach me, if I'm not afraid to let go of my need to interpret what other people say and do to me through a lens of what I think it says about me, there is this expansiveness that occurs. There is actually, it's on some level, there is not me doing something. There's not the thing that I'm doing. There's just simply doing. And I've read that before, and I've understood that and appreciated that particular viewpoint, but I've never really been able to really live it and open myself to it. And this week, I can truly say that I didn't accomplish anywhere near where I had habitually hoped that I would, because I know that's a habit as well. And I'm certainly not advocating not being worried about accomplishing the things that we clearly need to accomplish. But I don't have to make this quite so hard. I don't have to be quite so hard on myself. That this is a learning curve. Yes, I am. And when I say learning curve, what I'm speaking of is, yes, I clearly do want to accomplish something in these efforts out in the world. Otherwise, there's not a lot of point in doing this. But at the same time, though, I can't force myself to accomplish more than I'm capable of accomplishing, because I come back to, this is part of of life. And it's, and I have heard this saying before, life is one continuous mistake, that that's ultimately a reference to Zen itself, just what is happening in any given moment. Time, and you know, time is unfolding. These things are occurring in space and time, and it is just simply the reality, the absolute reality of what is happening. And I can appreciate that and allow myself to be a part of it, because I am, whether I want to be or not. But the more that I fight against that, the more that I try to actually rise above what is ultimately going to happen in this human experience that I can't control, then I'm really just going to struggle, and I'm really just going to be closed to all of these lessons. This week, thankfully, I was open to the lessons. I can only hope. I don't want to get really caught up in, okay, next week I'm going to do this again. I've really got to be open. And so then I start focusing on being open to the lessons. And then pretty soon I'm believing that this can only really be good for me or for anyone else if I am making sure that I'm always open to these lessons. I may be, I may not be. The only thing that I can really do ultimately that has been the most healing for me is to just simply pay attention to my mind. And the more that I've practiced doing that and watching the thoughts without identifying with them, without believing them, and just letting them unfold and letting them happen, that I can truly see that I don't have to be as afraid to be human. And I'm finding more and more that being human is simply living in this life that cannot be completely controlled. And there's joy there, and there's peace there. And now if I can find also that the more I practice, and that's ultimately why I feel like, you know, the mindfulness being referred to as a mindfulness practice is that I practice it in the beginning and ongoing. And I still do even today when I'm, you know, seated quietly, not in the middle of life while it's all happening. But the more I practice that, the more that I'm able to actually just respond that way and to not lose track of the fact that my mind is just, it's thinking, these are thoughts. It's not always the absolute reality. Then I really can allow myself to flow more with life. And I can continue to learn and grow and adapt even when it's painful.